Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Two more states enact laws defining man and woman. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, in a clear pushback against harmful and destructive gender ideology, Oklahoma and Louisiana officials recently codified biology-based definitions into state law, including man, woman, and sex, to uphold the biological distinctions between the two genders and protect the safety and privacy of females in the public arena.
Can we say amen to that?
You know, it's kind of crazy that we're talking about this.
That we even had to pass
laws. That you actually have to pass a law to define what a man and a woman is, that it is biologically based and it is set at birth.
It's like going back to first grade.
The whole idea that you're assigned, what is it, what's your sex that you were assigned at birth? It's like they gave you like a ticket, you know, at birth.
You shouldn't even have to say biological man or biological woman. It's a man,
you know,
or a woman.
You're not assigned anything at birth.
You're created.
You're created from the moment of conception.
Right.
Either male or female. And when you are born, you are what you are from the moment of conception. You're not assigned.
It's not
a
like
ticket.
We all stand in this line and goes, okay, but you're a male, you're a female.
Let's give this one a blue ticket. Yeah. This one gets a pink ticket.
Right.
This one gets a blended ticket. I don't know.
That's not how God works. In the moment of conception, every cell permeates your gender, male or female.
Well, in fact, that's what the doctors release of the declaration recently said, that every cell is screaming out, permeated by the fact that you are either male or female. So that is really clearly true. And here now you have some states saying, not just protecting women in these public spaces, which they did, but also defining what a man is and what a woman is and
right.
What sex is. So recently, the governor of Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt, he signed the Women's Bill of Rights. And then just a little before that, Governor Jeff Landry of Louisiana signed Louisiana's Women's Safety and Protection Act. Both laws establish legal definitions for man, woman, male, female, boy, girl, mother, and father by recognizing the natural differences of the sexes at birth.
You know, it was interesting. I read recently at University of South Carolina, the basketball coach for the girls' team was asked by a reporter, you know, do you think it's okay that men play on women's teams? And she's kind of hemmed and hawed. And she says, well, if someone associates as a woman, then it's fine. Yet she also acknowledged that her team plays against intramural men's teams to make them better. But she acknowledges, you know, the men are bigger, faster, stronger. But yet she's allowing the possibility of a man to play in her team against a woman, which is devastating when you allow that to happen. The women get injured, and there's no way.
There's a simple answer to that question, and that is no.
Yeah, there's no way they can compete. But you see, it's not the other way around. The women aren't wanting to play on the men's teams,
right.
But the men want to play on the women's teams. It gets very confusing. But
because they can't make it on the men's teams.
But for her to even say that, I mean,
she ought to be removed as a coach. Because
exactly.
She's obviously not protecting her girls that she is coaching on the basketball.
And everything these women have worked for all these years, you're just going to take that away by allowing man to play with them?
It's the whole nonsense. It's like it's well beyond Orwellian kind of speak, because how can someone get to the point where they actually defy the objective reality of life? You don't need a biology degree to know that there's a difference between men and women. I mean, kids know that from little. They know that there's a difference between mom and dad, men and women, boys and girls. They know that. And to have adults, and even, what's really frustrating is when you're reading some of the media and you're trying to figure out, is this person a man or is it a woman? because they refer to the person as though that person is a female, but the person was really a male. And then they use they as pronouns.
Oh, they use them as a transgender. Well, there's no such thing as transgender, but it means perhaps a biological man trying to act like a woman or vice versa.
Well, in fact, these laws here, they are both laws that establish these definitions as part of their protections of women and girls. The laws acknowledge simple biological reality, and they dispel any ambiguity as to the two states' intentionality to differentiate between the sexes and protect women's spaces in competitions from the intrusion of gender-confused males. Oklahoma's Women's Bill of Rights overwhelmingly passed the state Senate and House, 35-7 and 79-17, respectively. The law states its purpose is to provide, quote, clarity, certainty, and uniformity, close quote, as to how both biological sexes are treated in the state. It says, quote, any policy, program, or statute that prohibits sex discrimination shall be construed to forbid unfair treatment of females or males in relation to similarly situated members of the opposite sex. The law reads, the state or its political subdivision shall not be prohibited from establishing distinctions between state sexes when such definitions are substantially related to an important governmental objective, including but not limited to biology, privacy, safety, or fairness.
Common sense, you know? And I just, you know, recently the Maryland, Miss Maryland USA pageant is a man that won that title. And you have all those women standing there clapping. It's like, it's time for these women to say, no, we will
it's
not compete.
It's time for them to just walk off the stage.
We will
and
not compete yeah. against
just
these.
Don't compete. Start your own organization. Just walk off and don't participate in that kind of nonsense.
And the same thing in sports. They have to refuse to compete against a man before there will be a change that will happen.
Well, the Oklahoma law, the Women's Bill of Rights, solidifies a nearly identical executive order by Governor Stitt signed in 2023 to defend what he called out-of-control gender ideology that is eroding a society. The law will take effect in November. Louisiana's Women's Safety and Protection Act also is another one. It comfortably cleared the state Senate 29-10 and the House 80-17. The law explicitly states that, quote, sex as either male or female as observed or clinically verified at birth. The law goes on to stipulate that gender identity and other subjective terms shall not be used as synonyms or substitutes. According to the text, the law protects women and girls against sexual assault, harassment, and violence in places where they have been traditionally afforded safety mm-hmm. and protection.
You know, there's safety issues here too, Matt. I mean, these men were going to want to dress in the locker rooms and invade these women's private spaces, which opens up the door to sexual assault because they're still men.
Well, remember, we represented the coach over on the West Coast mm-hmm. in Florida, and the school had a very radical LGBTQ agenda. They actually brought in somebody from the outside to actually promote that, and they had their own library of books.
Their counselor.
Yeah. And they wanted him to allow this girl to come into the boys' locker room, and they wanted him to, like, be the guard, the standby, and he refused. He says, I'm not going to allow that, and I'm not going to be forced to watch a little girl undress.
Right.
And when the boys didn't want that either.
Right, and when they refused, they were going to either transfer him or fire him.
So
that's
we got
we
involved.
Stepped in.
We got involved, and of course, you know, the radical LGBTQ people there at that school, oh, they pushed back. Oh. Well, you know what? They're all gone now because after Governor DeSantis won his second term in Florida, there was a lot of shifting in the rest of the state of Florida, and that particular school board became dominated by conservatives, and all those people, all that nonsense is gone from that school, including that library, including that mm-hmm. Counselor that they had. All of that is gone, and our clients... ability to stay there and others to do their job as
still
they
teaching,
are
yeah.
called to do, it's clearly secure. You know, mm-hmm. there's at least 13 states that now have laws protecting women and girls in public facilities, while at least six other states also codify into law the definition of sex, male and female, such as Idaho, Kansas, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, and Tennessee. It's common sense, and it's unfortunate to even have to talk about that.
Right, and we commend these two governors, Oklahoma and Louisiana.
Yeah, and those are two great developments, and the trend is continuing, not only here in the United States, but the pendulum is shifting internationally as well. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids. That's /helpkids. There we consolidate all of the ongoing developments in this critical area.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.